Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 205. Today is Saturday, February 29th, 2020. 29th of February. Wow. Technically, it's March 1st. I'm already in March, guys. Technically for me. Anyway, I am your host, Leader, and joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. That way. Still got to think about it every single time. Hey, Niecy. Thank you for joining me this week. However, most excited to catch up with this person because, one, it's been about a year when I looked back. I think it was February last year that we had a chat. Yes. Jang came and had a chat with us last year, and I've managed to grab him back in, not only to find out how he's going, but, you know, he is our newest 120 on Green Man. You hit a couple of weeks ago, hit max on your green, which is, you know, again, congratulations, Jang. Wonderful achievement. So it's just really super happy to have you here and to catch up with you. So thank you for saying yes. That's always positive. So thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, you are most welcome. All right, so let's find out, because I'm always curious. You know, everybody levels differently. We've got nine different challenges. Six solo, three teams. So you've just hit 120 on your Green Man, which is, again, you know, different rules to our original, our Iron. Different, again, to your passies, your bloods, and all of that. But your Green Man, an awesome achievement to hit 120. So how did you do it? Tell us about your leveling. How did it go? What did you do?
So basically what I did was pretty much exactly what I've been doing as an Iron for the past several years. Mm-hmm. It just seemed to go a lot faster.
Okay.
Here's actually the story. This is how I actually got started doing a Green Man. Back last fall, I got my Iron to level 96. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified to play him.
Yeah.
I had never done Draenor before. I, you know, was thrilled that I was able to get a garrison up. I think soloing Quake Fist with an Iron is probably my most proud achievement.
Wow. Yes.
We can talk about that later, about why I play Night Elf Hunters all the time. So I'm sitting there just like hiding in my garrison and thinking, you know what? I don't want this character to die, because at that time that was the highest I'd ever been. So I'm going to start a Green Man, get the Green Man up to about 80. And then if I lose the Iron Man, I've got something to fall back on. So I'm not, you know, starting from scratch. And here we go back to Shadow Glen Valley again. Mm-hmm. Pick the lilies, run to the cavern. Here comes Talindra. Basically, I leveled my green very much like I level my Iron, except I did some challenges that I wouldn't normally. Mm-hmm. Because everything seemed easy. You know, you feel like if you've been playing exclusively Irons for a period of time and you put on green gear, you feel like a superhero. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you know, two-shotting everything. And this is really the important thing. This is probably why I was able to be successful, is I never stopped playing as if I was anything other than an Iron. Mm-hmm. I never ran into mobs. I never walked into a situation until I stopped, looked around. I didn't do anything differently, other than the fact that I could do quests quicker, and a few that might have been too dangerous on an Iron, I felt like, yeah, I can do that as a green.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All righty. Sorry, I just had a thought for a show title, so I'm writing it down before I forget. I didn't do anything differently. I don't know if that will work, but that's a really interesting point, because I must admit, I think, and Nisi, you could probably say similar kind of thing. Like when we play a lot of different challenges for a lot of us, not obviously everyone. Some people stick with certain ways of you know, they like the irons, or they like the passies, or they like the bloods. But a fair chunk of us definitely delve into many, as we say, you know, altaholics for the win.
Yeah.
So to be able to, you know, I think that's a really good point, because it could run across like most of the challenges, really, that if you take it from what iron is and just play every challenge as per se, as you would an iron, even if it's a different challenge, I think that's a really interesting point. So,
oh yeah. I mean, you know, when you start out as an iron, you know, you're like, okay, I've got this fragile mentality, you know, it might take a couple of deaths to figure that part out. Mm. But, you know, once you start treating yourself as, oh, you know, that's going to sneeze and I'm going to fall over, or, you know, that's mm-hmm. going to look at me and I'm going to fall over, you start to develop the new iron play style, I'm going to call it. And that play style can actually save you in other challenges, depending on how you mold it and tailor it and adapt it to the other challenges. Because, you know, you still don't want to, putting on greens, you can get bulletproof, drunk, cocky attitude like that. And that'll get you in trouble.
Yes, that's exactly true. So have you found that with the leveling of the green, that even though you were, you know, basing it on your iron experience, has anything changed since we last spoke to you as to how the leveling's gone, like your leveling path as such? Because we've had a couple of changes, and obviously, you know, the changes with the zone scaling, things like that. So how did you go with that?
Sure. So as a matter of fact, you may recall from last year's, I actually put together, wrote up a guide of how I do 1-60.
Yes.
Which I looked at recently and probably needs to be updated. I think the fact that the starter zones now level is one of the biggest changes, because you can get pretty close to, actually, I just started a new iron yesterday and got him to 22, and I'm still just doing the very, very beginning stuff. I haven't even gotten to Blood Mist Isle, the land of 1,000 quests. So the starter zones, I hit every starter zone now, which I didn't always used to do. And because before, as you hit level 7 or level 8, the starter zones weren't helpful anymore. Other than that, I'm mostly doing things pretty much the same. There's a couple things I've added, a couple things I've taken out. But, you know, I spend a lot of time going through the paths. So what I'm actually doing now, and this was actually, I got to give Five credit for this, when he was on a couple weeks ago, and he talks about doing things differently. So after I lost my 113 iron a month or two back, which is what drove me to get my green up to 120. And then I had another iron that I lost at 89. And then most recently, I had what was for me the worst death ever. I got kicked off a taxi.
Oh.
And I had never seen it before. I was at 59 and a half.
Okay.
I was on, is it Fizzlin' Pozzik's speed barge? And I was going to zip up to Winter Spring to finish to get to 60.
Yeah.
I think I clicked the flight path correctly, but somewhere, and I think it was Anoxia's lair, something came up and all of a sudden it kicked me off the taxi and I fell to my death, because obviously I wasn't expecting to get kicked off. So
yeah,
I've tried to recreate this. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you might have got one of those instance not found and it aborted you and bumped you off.
Yeah,
they're very hard to recreate because they only happen every so split secondy if there's like an interruption in the info coming from Blizzard, so you can't always recreate.
Oh, Okay, yeah, so I couldn't recreate it, but it really bummed me out because I was at 58% at level 59, and as we all know, level 60 is, you know, the game changer. So following that, that was the night, I believe, of Five's podcast, and he was talking about his different challenge, his crazy Five Chesty is the craziest tune maybe in the game.
One of them. Yeah.
What if
he's got a couple?
He's got a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided, okay, you know, I'm going to do something different. And now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to speed level an iron from 1 to 16 and see how fast I can do it. Iron that got, because before I was doing 1 to 60 in about a day and 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And my most recent one, I had gotten it down to a day and 4 hours without really trying. So now what I'm challenging myself to do is I want to go from 1 to 60 on an iron in less than 24 hours played without abusing rest, without like waiting till the rest goes up to, you know, a level and a half, or without shortchanging the things. Like, I'm never going to put anything up on the auction house while still doing sort of the day-to-day stuff that you should do to maintain your tune.
Yeah.
Try to get from 1 to 60 in less than 24 hours played. So that's the latest challenge that I've given myself.
Okay. All right. Because we did remove the speed challenges. Yeah. When was that? Legion? Was that maybe? Legion or was that it? Or was maybe it was for BFA this came BFA? In? BFA?
I can't
might
remember.
Have been.
It was
yeah.
a little while.
But still, you know, that's an interesting goal to have. And I look forward to hearing how you go with that. That's good. Yeah.
Well, I'm 0-1 so far. So we'll see how that goes. Started up a new one yesterday.
Okay. All right. So that's your current focus.
Yeah. You know, once I get there, obviously, you know, I'm going to try again to get an iron to 120.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, you know, pretty proud that I was able to make it to 113. Bummed that I was running around a place where I knew an elite respawned and wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how we learn, right?
Yeah. You die, you learn. So, absolutely.
Yeah. What are you running on that? Are you still doing the Hunter, the Night Elf Hunter on your race to 16?
Yeah, I pretty much play exclusively Night Elf Hunters. I've tried other classes around, particularly for contests. You know, I've done a priest, I've done a rogue, I've done a pally, and I've done a druid. I just feel comfortable with the hunter. I know how to set up my bar where I know where everything is. Because repeatability, as we have heard on a number of podcasts, repeatability is huge. You have to be in situations that you're familiar with and that you know what to do when something goes wrong.
Yes.
Because that's the problem. Yeah, as soon as you don't know what you're doing, that's when
panic.
That's when that's when you start re-rolling.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
If you can shorten that time frame between going the whole, you know, oh shit, where's my oh shit button? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
as opposed to going, something's happening, hit it, as opposed to going, ah, hit the button, I'm dead, too late. Yeah, so.
Right, and in fact, the speed leveling actually cost me yesterday. I had gotten very quickly up to level 28 and was running around Bloodmist, and because I had just turned level 28, I hadn't yet gotten myself back into the mindset of feign death. I had just added it to my bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running into where all those night elves are. And somehow I aggroed three of them. I didn't see them, but there were suddenly three of them on top. And instead of feigning death, I shadow melded. And that was the wrong click. And that was the end of that tune.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, that sucks. So, what goals are you going to be working on towards in 120 with all of your challenge tunes? Like, do you have any other goals set past your speed to 60 or, you know, any other long-term plans or just focusing on that speed to 60 right now?
Well, the speed to 60 is the first thing, since you have to get to 60 before you can get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, I'm continuing to try to get, you know, a regular iron to 120. That's always been my primary goal. I'm very happy to have gotten a green there, but I still think, obviously, the iron's the bigger challenge. I would also love to get back into teams. I had a team I was running with Taco for a while, and unfortunately our schedules never seemed to align, but I would love to do some more team iron work. And if I make it to 120 on an iron, then I don't know what I'm going to do next. So I'll worry about that when I get there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So what I wanted to touch in, just to throw an extra question into the mix, is you'd mentioned you'd had, you know, a 113 death, you know, that's that's pretty high. What else was there? An 80, 89, 90?
Yeah, I've had a few of them in the. I had an 89 not long ago, and I've had a 91 and a 94, I think.
Yeah, I mean that's a fair chunk of playtime. So, for you, how do you bounce back from that? Because obviously we all go through deaths, and sometimes.
Right.
They can hit a little bit harder, like losing a 113. I think we all, in a way, can feel what that, you know, what that must be for you, because that's a big number. Right. It's a big number. So how do you bounce back from that?
You know, that's a good question, but because I think it varies by death.
Okay.
There are some ones, like when I ran in and aggroed three Night Elves at level 28, I was like, ah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Reroll.
Yeah.
When my 59 and a half got booted off of the taxi, I was pissed. I was really mad.
Yeah.
And what I did actually is I stared at the screen for like 15 minutes and, you know, started thinking about, you know, what can I do? And of course, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You're just, it's the same as I've lost them to disconnect, and that's horrible too. So what I find is that the best, for me, the best thing is to reroll as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But if I'm really angry about how it happened, then it will probably take me a day or two. I'll be like, and then a day or two later, I'm like, all right, let's reroll. So I just diving, getting right back on the horse as quickly as possible helps me out, because the one good thing about when you start over is like immediately you level like really quickly, and you're like, all of a sudden you're like 15, 20, you're like, hey, I'm getting somewhere. And you know, the grind doesn't really kick in until you get to your 40s and 50s, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause you're on that mission to get back to where you were, to where you left off. And sometimes that can be quite the motivation to keep moving and not even thinking about, you know, what you're doing. Just go. So, I mean, sometimes that does happen.
Yeah.
Right. Like the scene in Groundhog Day where Bill Murray has the one great day, and then he's trying to recreate the day. He's racing back. Oh, we're going to play snowball with the kids.
Yeah.
Come on. You're like that, trying to get back to where you were.
Yeah. I just watched that the other night, actually. I love that movie. That's a good movie. Oh.
That is one of those that if it's on, I can watch it anytime. Anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something about certain movies that it doesn't matter. You can come halfway through into it and you just like, nah, that's it. I'm done. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the rest of it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Because, again, everyone has different ways of dealing with a death of a character, a death of a toon. And I think it's, you know, I think it's one of those things. It's nice to see how we all do it, because we all have probably a similar yet slightly different way. But good advice. Get back on the horse. Which is also a good show title. So
get back on. Well, I'll take that. Yeah. The other thing is, part of the reason that has to be my approach all is because I've never had more than two or three challenge tunes going at a given point in time, whereas though you guys have a number of them, so if you lose one, you've got right you've got a number of different challenges at very various levels that you can fall back on, and I don't, which is what forced me to go to the Green Man once I got terrified, because I'm in Draenor. It's like, I've never been to Draenor.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
What quests are safe? I don't know. So and it got even worse when I got to BFA, because when I first got to BFA with my iron, I had never played it with any tune. I'd been playing iron so long, I bought the upgrade and never sent a tune through to find out what it was like.
Oh.
So that was interesting.
Yep.
Everything was new and exciting, and I kept wishing for more chests.
There is some.
Wow, I had no idea you went into BFA completely blind with your green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I made it to 113, so.
Wow.
Oh, man, because I know I was terrified when I took my bloods in, but I still knew what I what to expect to a small degree because of my mane, but oh my god, I can't imagine.
Well done. That's dedication right there, people. Right there. Absolutely. All right, Nisi, what's the last question for Jang, please?
So, do you have any advice or any helpful tips or tricks for those wanting to start out doing the challenges or who may be hitting a wall or getting frustrated while they're working on their current challenge?
You know, we've heard so much great advice from so many people on the podcast. It's hard to come up with something new that someone hasn't said before. You know, like the thing that popped into my head earlier is cooldowns. Respect the cooldowns. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you pop it, don't go rushing off and do something else. Wait, mm-hmm. wait, because you don't know, but that 10 seconds from now you're going to need it, and then you're going to be sorry.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I've been thinking about a lot recently is spatial orientation. I remember on a podcast some time ago, you know, Ozzy talked about zooming out. And mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. But I think it's also in thinking about how the mobs and you are spaced and what could happen based on the way that they're moving. I know that you guys have talked about, you know, putting the labels on them so that you can see them even if they go behind the building. And that's obviously a great tip as well. But just starting to see yourself in a space as you look on the map and look at everything that's happening around you before you make that move, mm-hmm. Trying to think two steps ahead. What could happen and what do I do if this goes bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All really good advice. Because I think a lot of us, especially the new players that have never played a challenge, are coming from a normal tune. So,
right.
Gung-ho, go straight in, take everything on, I'm dead.
No.
And it's like, no. You need to change your mindset. And I must admit, I don't know if you guys have found that, but for me, when I first started playing Irons, was a little bit different when I first... Warlock was way stronger when I first played, did an Iron. But over the years, you know, you've gotta change the mindset. And I think that can be that mental thing of you are not on, one, an heirloom geared tune, two, a normal tune. This is a challenge right. tune. So all previous rules now do not apply. Do like mm-hmm. strip all that and refocus your thinking because you're not doing something normal. You're doing something that's completely different. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've actually been sitting in Loch Modan debating whether or not I wanted to attempt Sharp Sneer in the cave and seen a full heirloomed warrior or paladin or something just go charging in right by me, pulled three other mobs, and I'm sitting there watching them. I'm like, do I want to tag this? And they're killing away, and then all of a sudden they're standing in the fire, right?
Yeah.
And they're just mm-hmm. eating it, and I'm looking at their health bar and I'm like, dude move, and they're in like full heirlooms. Oh, I got this. And the next thing I knew, they were eating dirt, and I'm like, you didn't move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you were in heirlooms, but you still have to move. Come on. But I mean, I guess it's just the challenger in me that I'm like, let's see how this plays out first, because I want to know what I'm in for.
Yeah.
You know, Sharp Sneer is actually a great, great example, because I have fallen victim to standing in the fire of Sharp Sneer. Mm-hmm. And that is why here's another tip for you. Do Sharp Sneer when you're like level 12, 13, or 14.
Mm-hmm.
I run into there. I do it. I actually don't even turn it in until I get back to Loch Modan later. But I do him at a very low level when it's a lot easier rather than trying to do him when, because I don't play Loch Modan. Yeah. And this, by the way, that's my other tip of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Lac Modan. Don't waste it on your 20s. Don't go to Lac Modan when you're 22. Go to Lac Modan when you're 45 or later.
Okay.
It is one of, I mean, we all know it's one of the best zones, right?
Yes.
So why spend the best zones early?
Yeah.
Last time I went through, I got to Lac Modan at 45. It was great. My upper 40s were a breeze rather than, you know, if I had gone through in my 20s, now I'm going to Arathi or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Save it for the levels that are more grindy. That's my tip of the day.
And again, you know, again, it's that part of changing the mindset because for me, and this is such a pessimistic way to look at it, but for me, a lot of times playing like the Iron, I'm kind of like, I want to do Lac Modan now because I enjoy that zone at level 20. Because I probably won't make it to 45, and then I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, God damn it, I didn't get to do Lac Modan. And then, you know, and then I'll have a minor little hissy fit. But, you know, it's that stupid little thoughts that you have within the brain where you kind of like, you know, that's valid points. Go to something a bit grindy at the smaller, leave it. Because it is, it's a fantastic, you know, it's a fantastic zone for questing so many quests. And I think a couple of things do upgrade, get bigger with the higher level. Some of those things do get to like a level 45 if you're going through there. So, good point. Good tip. Very good tip.
So I had a vision of like a commercial that you would star in, Lita, where you were like, what? I should have done Lac Modan. Wow. I don't know what the product is, but.
Oh, that's good. Hang on. What time frame is that? Because I need to. I'm going to take that one, Jang. That one's coming right out. I tell you that right now. Oh, fantastic. Alrighty. Okay, so tell us about your week. So obviously, you know, you've been busy leveling. You're busy doing lots of things, keeping yourself preoccupied. So tell us, how has this week been?
So in the background, I imagine my 120 green has been walking around, just taking congratulatory handshakes from various people in Stormwind.
Nice.
In terms of live tunes. I lost my 59 and a half, I think a week ago tonight, maybe about, it was 10:30 on a Saturday night. I remember staring at that computer screen. Started up a new iron, got it to level 28, and then, ran into the, elf problem on Blood Mist. So yesterday morning, I started up a third new iron of the week, and he's sitting at 22 right now, getting ready to take on Azure Mist.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, you know, you've been busy, basically. You're busy doing stuff. So
I actually, without intending to, I followed my own advice in both cases. I hesitated after that 59 and a half death. I hesitated. That was where I had the delay, the anger day.
Yeah.
But then after I lost my 28, that's just run of the mill stupidity on my part.
Yeah.
So that, and I was just like, all right, re-rolled like that.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, I think that's a valid point, because you've got, with deaths, you can have the stupid, my fault. What I did, I completely did the wrong thing. I've killed it off. You've got the stuff out of your control. Like you said, you know, something's happened. It's kicked you off and unfortunately fallen to your death, or a DC, you know, internet. So that's stuff that you can't control. And then it's probably the third one is somewhere in between that, where, you know, it's just there's all different degrees of it. And again, to show the type of person you are, you've got to have those angry moments, those angry days, but you've picked yourself back up and gone again, which is fantastic, and we're happy that you have too. It's always
thank
good.
You I mean, you know, we're all human. We all have you know, moments and days and this and that. But if you don't have that kind of resilience, probably you're not doing a lot of WoW challenges anyway, because, you know, you have to accept that, you know, the things are going to happen and you have to deal with it. So it's a good life lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Deaths do happen. It's, you know, got to roll with the punches sometimes. Sometimes it's our fault, sometimes not. It's the way the cookie crumbles, so to speak. All righty. Well, thank you for all of that wonderful information. We do appreciate it. And we will find out. Nisi, I've noticed you've not been busy this week, girl. What's going on? What's going on?
I've actually had a migraine for almost
weeks. Yeah. You have. So that explains it.
It's not been a good couple of weeks. No. I have not been feeling well.
Yes.
Finally backed off.
Yay.
For temporary relief to a degree.
Yay. Migraines are horrible. So, yes.
They are. And it was a weird one because it wasn't like I was fully incapacitated. It was one of those ones that just kind of sits there and just makes me feel sick. Still can kind of function at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was terrible. I think I would have rather been incapacitated in bed and sleeping or trying to sleep than being awake enough where I'm like, I can kind of get stuff done.
So yeah.
It's been tough.
Poor thing.
And they come in cycles. So, I mean, that was just a rough 2 weeks. Hopefully it'll
go not away be for a while.
A little while again, but I did manage to get some bloods leveled through my migraine fog somehow.
Yay!
that and battling frame rate issues. Apparently, I can't stream at my normal time anymore because my frame rate tanks. So I have to stream earlier now. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We've noticed an uptick in robocalls at the same time that my frame rate is tanking. I don't know. Very odd. So we're going to try bumping it up a couple hours and see how that goes.
Okay.
But I did get the Blood Hunter to 62.
Nice.
And I started working on her. She's ready for Wednesday. I finally moved her to Northrend because I just couldn't take Zangarmarsh any longer. I needed a color change. So I popped out to there. You know, I can only look at the same color palette so often. And I'm like, yeah, okay. New background. Change places.
Yeah.
I got the Guardian Druid to 31. She's in Hinterlands. Mm-hmm. I got the Discipline Priest to 95.
Nice.
I think it's 95 this week. It'd be 95 because she's a level behind the Warlock, kind of.
Yes, 95.
I'm looking at it. So she got to 95. Mm-hmm. She's got three more levels to deal with WoD, and then I'm out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, three more levels.
Yes.
WoD is the worst expat for me to grind through. I don't know what it is, but it feels so slow.
Yeah.
And I got the Holy Priest to 29. She's just about ready to move into Hinterlands.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Warlock. Somehow I did the tweet, but I guess I closed it and didn't actually hit tweet in my brain fog.
Oh.
Because she did hit 106, but I never actually tweeted it, I guess. I typed it. So I saw me typing it, but I guess I never actually hit the tweet button. But yeah, no, she got to 106. She's I'm under pressure with her because, you know, I have a feeling, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling Shadowlands might be taking on the BFA timeline for release because they've been talking about alpha builds coming into the launcher. They've been talking about how to opt in for beta on WoWhead, and I'm like, it kind of feels about the same timeline, so she's still has to get to 120 before Shadowlands comes out. So I've got 14 weeks left to get her to 20, so I think I can make it
at a level a week.
I can't miss a week. And I also popped into Classic, and I've been working on my test Bloodthirsty Mage over there. I got her to 23.
Nice.
And I wasn't originally going to do a contest character because I was like, I don't have time. I've got stuff I'm trying to get together for my Etsy shop. And then I felt like crap. So I'm like, I can't do anything that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So So I'm like, you know what? The most I can do right now is just sit here and stare at my screen. So I did end up starting one.
Nice.
I started a little late, but I did start one. I went with a class that I do not normally play.
I know.
I have not had good luck with them on my blood.
I was surprised.
Go warrior. But right now I'm just trying to stay in the top 10. That 7 through 10th has been brutal trying to stay in that. There's like two or three tied for the same slot. I keep getting bumped out as soon as I get in. I think the one night I got in there for a half an hour and I was like, yay! And I checked it before I went to bed and I'm like, damn it.
People are busy leveling.
Yeah, I'm also working on my Bloodthirsties at the same time, so I'm not putting as much time into it as everybody else is. Some people are only playing their contest too, and I'm like, I've got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
So it's been priorities. A tough time management. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've got two more Bloods left to get ready for Wednesday, and they're my big girls. So I'm like, yeah.
Focus on the big girls.
Hopefully I can be
ready
for Monday to get back on my contest character, but we'll see.
Nice. But still, you know, that's a pretty big week, even though and considering you've had the migraine, so you know, well done.
Got a little things done,
And you're playing a warrior, you know. I do love a warrior in good fun. But Iron, I haven't done an Iron Warrior for a while.
That's been an interesting journey, let me tell you that.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
There's been some close calls, there's been some panic moments, and I've had a couple other panic moments that weren't on stream that happened after that night, and I was like, oh god, what is happening? But somehow, I think I've red ringed like twice, though. I've been doing good about that, but
it's can be rough out there, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, I mean, I haven't done a huge amount this week, kind of. I did make a contest tune. Yes, I made a warlock. Of course I was making a warlock. There was never going to be a doubt about that.
If you didn't make a warlock, we would worry.
Exactly. I did contemplate doing something else for about a split second, and I was like, yeah, no. So I made a troll warlock, which from memory, and I had to really think about this, I don't think I have ever made a troll warlock ever in anything. So this is the first time, one as a challenge tune, and two, like, even in a normal. So it's been a little interesting because normally if I'm going horde side, I make an undead warlock. Can't have an undead on a Kalimdor free-for-all. So I keep looking for cannibal eyes and I'm like, she's a troll. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm like, I keep forgetting about the berserking, you know, racial. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, that can come in handy. And then, you know, you also have your beast slaying racial. So,
yes.
I mean, if you have to grind a little bit to get you through a rough section.
It hasn't been too bad. I hit 22 last night. It's slow. I am not a fast leveler. I will never, ever win a speed to anything. You know, unless it's speed to be the, you know, last place, that would be me. Because, you know, shiny things happen and I get sidetracked. It's just what I do. So I hit 22 last night, which was good. I got Voidy at 20. That's good. I'm doing the same thing. I'm going around the starter zone. So I kind of started with Durotar, you know, went over to Terra's Fall because you gotta go over there. It's you know, you go to Brill. Brill's kind of like headquarters, so even having the troll over in Brill was good. So that was fun. And then from there I've gone over to Mulgore, and I've just finished Mulgore. So we've headed back to Silver Pine to start. I just wanted to get like the flight pass, and then I'll probably pop out to Eversong. We'll go to there next. So I figured I'd do the low stuff first and then build from there, because I haven't really done an iron probably since the last contest, like really. So I'm just going to make my leveling path up. I just would like to stay alive. So that's my main goal. But Voidy is squishy. I keep forgetting. Yeah. Voidies are squishy, really squishy. Like five hits and they're dead, pretty much. So it's a lot of, I've got fear. So fear, resummon, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And but, you know, we're getting there. So yay, yay. Which is good. The big thing is, though, I've done a lot of digging, though, this week. I've done a level worth of digging, because Passy Lita hit 111 this week. So thank you.
Good job.
Archaeology all the way, baby. That's what we're going with. So I've got her in Eastern Kingdoms, and we're just going up and down. And you know what? I had one of those where, you know, when you open the map, you hadn't looked for a couple of days, you open the map and you look for your dig sites, and I had to close the map, reopen it, because I thought my eyes were seeing things, and it's been a really long time that this has happened. And I'd say the only other time that it's ever happened was in Lita, when I was on my main, probably back in, I'm gonna say either Legion or what, I can't remember when, but it's been a long time. But when I opened the map and I looked at the dig sites, and I've gone, there's four of them in that, so no, that's not right. Close the map, open the map. Oh, they're all in, there's four of them. They're all in, why are they all in Eastern Plaguelands? Like, they're all there. Like, it's been a really, really long time. I've had four dig sites in the same zone. A really long. And I've done
I've never seen that.
Of digging over the years. A lot. So off I went. I was like, right off to, you know, Eastern Kingdoms. Let's just go from there. And yeah, I know. As I said, it's probably maybe no more than three times since archaeology's been in that I've ever had like all of them in the one, for the one continent, all in the same zone. And that was, yeah, so that was pretty special. Wow. We're about halfway, because I wanted to push it a little bit further, so I've done a few more. So I'm about halfway through 111 at the moment, because for me, as much as I'm on a pacifist and I'm trying very hard not to click anything and watch where I walk and all of that kind of thing, digging is one of my most chill things. Like, it always has been. Fishing and digging. That was always the things that I do on my main when I need to go chill out, either go fish or go dig. So I'm kind of doing the same, because obviously I'm doing, you know, pacifist. I can't go kill anything, but just being really careful. So, yeah, so we're 111. I'm, you know, again, I'm kind of like, yay, but I'm kind of like... So it's all a bit of mixed emotions, trying not to think about it too much and just, you know, just go dig. And so anyway, we'll get there. Wow. We'll get there.
I've never, ever seen that. I just keep getting the dig sites and the terrible locations where the mobs are pathing right on top of where you have to click to get your final piece.
Yeah.
After you've been surveying, and then yep. You know you can't do the site because they won't move. It's either sit there and wait for somebody to come through and kill the whole section, or you can't do.
Pass doing a passy is all about patience. Like, it is all about patience. Really, and especially if you're holidays. Doing digging. Yeah. So you just, you know, it's one of those things. And like Jang said earlier about watching, you know, like watching and looking, and the same thing for a pacifist. Like, it really is, you need to be where, you know, aware of what's padding, when what's coming in, what could be a potential of what class you're on. Can I stealth? Can I sap? If I've got none of those, what do I do? Because As a Passy, there's no killing. There's, you know, there's nothing. There's just watching and being patient. And patience is not always my greatest virtue. It's not even a virtue at times. So, so yeah, it's been a really big learning curve. But, we're getting there. We're getting there slowly. Yeah. So, super happy.
Gotta watch those Mob Patrol. Because I've found a couple in Classic that have a very long range on them.
Oh, yeah.
That came up behind me out of nowhere. And I'm like, where did you even come from? Yes. And it's just walking like two-thirds down the bank in Darkshore. And I'm like, hi. Yes. So, yeah, you really got to sit back and watch to see, is it going to turn around? Oh, no. It's going to keep on going. And it's
and trolls.
A huge circle.
Yeah. Eastern Kingdoms, watch those bloody trolls, I tell ya. Because that's... I don't know, you know, STV, Eastern Kingdoms, like, it's where you got dig sites. There's trolls, like, everywhere, and they, like, pat, and they like to go walk here. No, we'll go back. No, wait, let's go back again. No, let's go. No, you know, and you're, like, sitting there watching them.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just, like, watching, and you're, like, going, dude, just walk. Yeah. Just walk.
There's a couple that walk in, like, a triangular pattern as well. Yeah. And they'll take 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, 3 forward, 10 back, and then they're going to turn and walk like 90 degrees for 5 minutes and then come back. And I'm like, where are you going?
Yes, yes. Happy, happy fun times. But anyway, we'll get there. So we'll see what this week brings, which is the thing. Okay, all right. Where's my bumper? Surely I've got one right here. Here it is. Let's play this one.
Do, 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 do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Yay!
Hey, Lita?
Yes.
Two things. First of all, I've always wanted to know, who is it who does that particular bumper?
Rogue Slayer.
Who's voice? Oh, it's Rogue Slayer? Okay.
That's Rogue Slayer.
One other thing, really quickly, while you were talking there, I came up with another future show title for you, which is Brill Just Feels Like Home.
Brill does always feel like home, absolutely. But that's for me. That's not for you. Your show title. We're
it
looking
is not
for you.
For me. No, that's not my show. I'm just pitching a future
a
idea.
One.
Future show. It's gonna be good.
Brill, yes. I do love Brill. I like old Brill and new Brill. Anyway, I could talk about Brill for a really long time, so let's not do that. But news. So let's talk about a couple things. So first off, I want to start off. Dark Moon Fair starts tonight. Well, for me, it'll be this afternoon. So Dark Moon Fair is hitting one.
Midnight.
Yay for your contest turn. Two, all tunes that can go through, obviously, everything but blood. Just remember that. If you've started a new tune and you want to go and get your bag, don't forget you can get a 16 slot bag. If you want to go do it, some people think it's, you know, it's a good way to have a 16 slot bag, get a little bit of gold, for time invested, up to you what you want to do, you know, but Dark Moon Fair will be on for the next week. So utilize that. That is a definite, website wise, as you can see, there's been some hiccups both with the Blizzard API as well as Alminia is busy working through things for the new website. Things are working, guys. Blizzard's been a little bit wonky, especially the past few days with some of the stuff returning. But any issues, please just let us know in Discord or tweet us, whichever, and we'll let Alminia know. Alminia. Thank you.
Yeah, same note, yes, thank you, Alminia, for working on it and dealing with us 24/7 almost. So there is a new thing. When you guys get some kind of error or issue with the website, you should be getting an error code now. When you have an issue, we're going to need that code to give to Alminia. So if you guys can make note of that or screenshot it for us so we can give it to him, that would be great.
That would definitely be great. Absolutely. Okay, just bear with me for 2 seconds because there was something that Lita completely forgot to
forgot to do. I was wondering about that, but I figured maybe you had it on a different screen.
Yeah, I did. And then I knew there was something that I forgot to do. So just talk about yourselves for 2 seconds while Lena just puts the little edit in of what she was going to add, because I had a derpy brain. And it's kind of been a bit like that lately. So let me see.
Derpy brain well, trust me.
Oh,
I know.
There is a derpy brain, absolutely. Okay, so let me put, where are we? Contest update. All right. So actually, Niecy, while I do this, can you do me a favor and do just some of the stats? See how many we've got. I think the last count we had about 68 or something for the contest.
Let me double check.
Yep. And I'm just going to, you know, nothing like doing it live, guys. That's the way that we do it. That's the way we roll.
Okay, so we've had a total of 66 characters registered for the contest.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have 30 RIPs, but we do have 38 alive, so the alives are still ahead of those that have lost their tunes.
Nice.
So that's good. That's definitely good. Let's see here. We've had a total of 18 shamans sign up, 15 paladins, 9 priests. We've had 6 druids.
Mm.
5 warriors.
5? 4 rings. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
4 warlocks, 3 mages, and 2 monks.
Interesting. Wow. All right.
To be the go-to for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I've got, let's look at our top 10 of, and again, guys, thank you, the Iron Man Contest Kalimdor Free For All. We've still got a week, under a week to go. And thank you to everyone that's been participating and having a bit of fun with it. We do appreciate that. Now, Jang, do you want to read this? Can you go backwards? I've put the photo in. So you might need to update. I'm not sure. You might need to update.
What do I need to do here?
Knights. So can you read from bottom to top of the top 10 participants in the challenge for me? In the contest.
I would love to if I could find it.
Okay. It's not coming up for you?
Scroll down just a little bit. It says news contest update, and it's on like the top of its own page.
Okay, wait. Okay, you want, okay. Where is it? Oh, I'm so bad at this.
That's okay.
So start with the one at the bottom.
Might not be showing up because Jang had to get the link. So it might not have.
Yeah.
It might not have. That's okay. That's all right. Niecy, do you want to
get it?
Do you want to read it? Just... Oh, good.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's all good.
So,
and I'll turn the aircon on.
10th, we have Free Iron Monk at level 33. 9th, we have Chaser at level 35. 8th, we have Soul Warrior at level 35. 7th,
mm-hmm.
we have Crumpet at level 35. 6th, we have Iron Mata at 40. 5th, we have Tremellant at 45.
I think they're dead. I think that's what Rud was saying.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah, so that would be Rud. So, R.I.P.
Yeah, Rud's.
4th, we have Emmanuel at 52. 3rd, we have Zio Rally at 63.
Mm-hmm.
2nd, we have Faragal also at 63. And 1st, we have Necra out in front that everybody is chasing down at level 69.
Nice. The EU guys are really pushing that which, and I'm gonna say Faragal is Wanima. I'm guessing it is, so I'm not sure if she's here in the chat room. I'm gonna assume. So I'm not sure who Necra is, but they're leading the charge. EU is leading the charge, and Zaya is you know, Zaya's coming up there from there, which is fantastic. Necro is Brian. Okay. I don't know Brian, but like, go Brian. Nice.
Yeah, that looked like Wenima's server. So
yes. Say, yeah. Sure, well done, guys. Like, that's in a week. This is fantastic. So that's awesome to that. So as you can see, guys, there is a couple of little hiccups with some of the, if you delete your challenge before you've updated it, there can be some hiccups in that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just bear with us. Omnia is trying to get through all the little hiccupy stuff as best he can with the access that we have to API. So, but again, everyone who's taking part, thank you. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Okay, one last thing I want to make mention is the Spreadshirt promo that is coming up for the beginning of March. March the 4th to the 8th, there is free shipping. So if you want to get something like shirts, hats, mugs, there's a whole heap of things. Aprons, I'm going to get an apron. I wonder why. I don't know. Because I need one. There is all sorts of things on the website. Anything that you buy has got a support that comes straight to the WoW Challenges for the upkeep of the website and all those kinds of things. So yeah, there's free shipping from the 4th to the 8th of March. Alrighty, State of the Challenges. Let's see how we have gone this week. So, Jang, can I get you to do the irons for me, please? And ignore that because Lita had a derpy moment. There we go. I think I've fixed it. All right. Go for it.
Can I see it?
Yeah,
once again, I don't know where I'm...
You should
I want to do this.
Okay.
I want to do it.
So, all right. I think it's probably easier if I give you... no. Nisi, can you... Because if I do something on my other screen, it's going to change... Can you put it into Discord? So it might be just an update thing. So sometimes when it's the link with the show notes and not the way that Gmail does it,
right.
I think you've got to like refresh. It might be refresh your page. It's all like these little technical things that could happen. But that's all right. Nisi will put it in Discord for you. And if you can do the irons for me, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Coming in at number 10 is Emmanuel at 52. Number 9 is the sadly deceased Jangler X, who was 59, as we heard earlier.
Yes.
Also sadly dead at 59 is Brittle Mage. Sorry, Brittle.
Brittle.
In happier news, Zaya Raleigh is now 63. Farigal, that's Farah with an I, is also 63. Necra is 69. Kitty Stir, congratulations, Stir, is 71. Five Melon is 92. 97 is 94, that is correct. The name is 97, the level is 94. And congratulations, Ozzy. Iron Ozzy is 105.
Ozzy! 105. Well done, dude. That's awesome. Awesome. Alrighty. Bloods, Nisi, can you take the Bloods for me, please?
Sure. For Bloods this week... Oh. Alrighty, so we're starting off with a little bit of a boo-boo. We've got Versera, level 26,
sure.
But R.I.P.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Soul Snuggles at 29. In 8th this week, we have Soul Survivor at 31. 7th, we have Silky at 33, but R.I.P. All right. In 6th, we have Blood Rid at 36. 5th, we have Lockzorts at 52. 4th, we have Nisi at 62. 3rd, we have 5 Chesty at 79. 2nd, we have Soul Snuffer at 95. And 1st, we have Soul Stoned at 106.
Nice. Excellent. Alrighty. Jang, I think, Nisi, you've done the Pacifists and the Tins for him?
Yep.
Okay, all right. If you want to start with the pacifist and then go into the tin, because we've only got one tin this week. So if you want to do that for me, thank you.
Sure. For the pacifist, in 10th place is Silky, unfortunately RIP at level 19. Coming in at 9 is Peacenik at 30. At level 33 in 8th place is Pass 14. Also at level 33 in 7th place is Crash Passive. Angel, that's Angel with an N-Y over the N, I'm not sure how you work that one, is level 40 and in 6th. In 5th place, Lorelei at 52. In 4th place, Fariskai at 74, that's Fair with an E. Third place, 5 Chesty is now 79.
Go 5.
In 2nd place, congratulations to Pakilita at 111.
Thank you.
And in 1st place at 112 is Silent Herber.
Well done. Alrighty.
Additionally, we have both for the Tins and the Working Man, we have one contestant, and it's the same contestant. That is Matatina coming in at level 10.
Nice. And yes, there was only one Tin. I was really surprised. I think we had that the other week where there was like, nobody's playing Tins. What's going on? So tin-wise, yes, we only had one this week. Everyone's obviously busy doing other stuff, other challenges. Okay, greens. Nisi, can you do the greens for me, please?
Okay, I messed up Working Man for Jang, so when I'm done the greens, then you can reread the Working Man, because okay. I did the wrong copy. Oops. But yeah, so, that was my fault. Doing it live, you know?
Right. Doing it live. Yes.
Refresh the copy. All right, so greens this week. Hezzy in 10th, level 20, but you are red flagged, sir. You forgot to equip a green item. Gotta equip that green item for the Green Man before level 20.
Mm-hmm.
9th. We have Tremolent, RIP, at 21.
Yeah.
8th, we have Viridian at 27. 7th, we have Montragor at 29. 6th, we have Magol at 29. 5th, we have Zaya Galeen at 31. 4th, we have Green Trap, 43, at RIP.
Ooh.
3rd, we have Green Issa at 55. 2nd, we have Talana at 63. And 1st place for greens this week, we have Crunchy coming in at 67.
Nice. Oh, bit rough on the greens there this week, guys.
Yeah, just about all of the challenges had a couple of boo-boos this week.
Yes, yes. There's a bit of RIP right across. So, a bit rough. All right, let's have a look at the Working Man this week.
Well, I'm happy to report that Working Man is the exception because we have 8 Working Man contestants with no RIP. So, good job to the Working Men and Women. Coming in at 8th is Ishna at 15. At level 17 and 7th is Abe Firehoof. In 6th place, Ferrarona at 45. Which Ferrarona sounds like it would be delicious. 5th place, Work It Ozzy at 61. 4th place, Zioia, one of my favorite names, at 72. 3rd place, 5 ICAP Panda at 72. In 2nd place, at 93, is Pharaoh Winter. And in 1st place, at level 117, Contestster.
Nice. Stir's still going with his from the last contest. Go Stir. Go Stir. That's fantastic. 117. Oh, deep breaths. Deep breaths, Stir. I mean, he'll be fine. Just we're all gone. Come on, Stir. All right. Well done.
You know, I will say that there's nothing when you get finally to like level 118, 119, there's nothing quite like that level of stress.
Yes. I could imagine.
You're just like, you know, for the love of God, can I please not disconnect?
Yeah.
You know, nothing, don't do anything stupid, and you learn a new level of caution.
Yeah. Yeah. Patience. I'm guessing patience will really come into play. And that part of not having like a brain fart where you're just like, oh, she'll be right. It would be play it as safe as you possibly can. Absolutely. Alrighty. Okay, so teams this week. We had no iron teams this week that made the list. So it happens. Blood teams. We did have one, which would be Five Finger Death Taco, a double dip. They hit 29. Congratulations, Five and Taco. Well done. Green teams. Number two this week. You Don't Know You Weren't There. Love that. 20 hit 29 this week. And number one was The Trash Heap Has Spoken. Nyah. RIP 48. What happened, guys? I'm not sure I know what happened. 48. I'm so sorry. On the green team.
Yes, the trash heap got them.
Yeah, I'd say so. The game hates you, Taco. That's no good. I'm not sure what happened, sweetie, but so sorry. That was Five and Taco. I'm saying it's spoken said die, die, die. Well, that's not good. That's not good. PvP rare. Yeah. PvP rare? Oh. Okay. That doesn't sound good. So sorry, guys. But again, look at the blood team. Going really well. Though, I'm sure you're off and running on a new team. I'm guessing. So I look forward to see what name we've got next. Alrighty. Hang on. Leaders had to change things around and now she can't find anything. All right, where are we? Let's play this one. Here we go.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
And it's the Zorts! We love the Zorts. Thank you, Zorts, for that. All right, as we always like to start our Chit Chat off with, you know, because it's now tradition, as it is. Let's play his bumper. Let's do the bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Ezzy. I mean that intro. Honestly, that is gold. Keep to that level, my friend.
The crickets make it.
I know.
Absolutely, 100%.
I know. It is fantastic. All right. Hey Zorts. Okay, Jang. I'm sorry, or yay, I'm not really sure. I can't remember what he sent in. So can you please read Azzy's pun?
I certainly can. This week's pun, how do you search for Will Smith in the snow? You look for the fresh prints. I'm not sure, did that play without seeing it visually? Can you hear it?
I can. That's funny. I grew up on like that show, so that sure. Completely, yeah. It's
I think we'd have to agree that is one of Ozzy's best. Yes,
that's a good one, Ozzy. Again, I don't think it's quite gold, but it's getting closer. It's getting closer. It's really cute. They've been really cute this year, Ozzy. I'm digging
have.
The cute.
They have.
The potato one.
The pun game.
The potato one was still one of the best ones, though. The potato one. You know how it went? It just kept going on. That was a good one, Ozzy. Sorry, Jang.
Is it gold plated? Maybe.
Gold. Maybe. Maybe, you know, just a little bit of gold, like on the corners, you know, a little bit of gold fleck. It's getting there, Ozzy. You know, I know. Okay. Tough audience. Thank you, Ozzy. Thank you, though. We do love to read them, so we appreciate that. Okay. Nisi, can you take, we did get a question on Discord this week, so can you take that one for me, please?
Yes, we did. Now, this is a question that is oriented towards classic. So, from Hypnosis, anti-venom, is that okay since it's made from first aid, I mean? Now, first aid is still a thing in classic, and you can still use it in classic. So, yes, because that is part of the first aid profession, that one is allowed. according to Stir.
Yes. Exactly. Again, you know, classic is this thing, guys, you need to please remember that, yes, we have got iron, you know, rules up there, but as to the fact that we do not have an API access yet, and rules are subject to depending on what comes through with the API access. So just tread with caution, anything that you're trying to do. As I think I mentioned last week, always a good idea to perhaps think about your classic tune might be the scout that you might need once everything becomes official with Blizzard giving the API access. Okay, so just remember on that. But again, thank you for the questions. It's good to do on that. okay, what have you got? What's that one, Nisi?
Oh, Rudd just had a question from the chat room.
Okay.
And what is the difference for a Night Elf Hunter using Shadow Meld or Feigned Death, or is it the same game-wise? They're a little different in what they do.
Yeah, Jang would probably be an expert in this one. So.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see if Ozzy has the same experience, but in my experience, Shadow Meld is not 100% reliable, and Feigned Death, I have never had it fail, except it still doesn't solve for AoE if you're too close to whatever it is still attacking your pet.
Right.
So, you know, just yesterday I shadow melded and I was in between two mobs and apparently that didn't fool them. But I've had other occasions where shadow meld was not effective. Feigned Death is definitely more effective, more consistently for me.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Feigned Death is so-called better than a Shadow Meld with the Hunter. Okay.
In my experience, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, look, it'll be interesting if Azzy says anything on that or anyone else that is playing, you know, Night Elf Hunters a lot would have a good understanding of that. But again, Rude, look, thank you very much for the question because... You know, sometimes you don't play them a lot, and it's interesting to know these kinds of things. So thank you for your question on that. Okay.
I will say it's not just the Shadow Meld thing for hunters. I've also had Shadow Meld not always work on a druid either. So it's just one of those kind of sketchy racials that where if you need to hit it, you're in a spot and you're kind of just holding your breath, hoping that it actually takes and that you don't quickly move out of reaction and break it either. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that whole panic, you hit it, you're in panic. So you go hit Shadow Meld. But if you linger the finger just a little bit long on the mouse button or on your button and you just move a fraction and out you pop and everyone goes, hello. Whack. Yeah.
I think it also probably depends on like where you are in relation to the mob. I mean, there's no way to set up an empirical test.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that, you know, like today or yesterday, I was surrounded by two mobs, so they weren't buying it.
Yeah.
And it works better if you've got something in the background. So, you know, if Shadow Meld were a Monopoly card, it would say get out of jail probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of those that can be, yeah, it feels a little sometimes hit or miss and definitely depending on class wise and you know, a couple of things, but, you know, test
really kind of situational because if you've got a poison or something ticking off and you forget it, Shadow Meld's not going to help you.
Yeah.
It's just going to pop you right back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, that said, Shadow Meld has saved my life more times than I can count, so I'm not going to discount it.
Yeah.
But again, no matter what you're doing, you're still going to get hit by an AoE if it's there.
Yep. And it's good to have the option. Like, it might give you that a couple of seconds to give you the time to, you know, that you might Shadow Meld. You've done something, you might pop back out, but by that stage you've gone, hang on, I can disengage, turn around, take off and get yourself out of danger. It might give you that couple of seconds to get that, you know, I know for me, to get the brain into the, you know, run. Sometimes it's that, you know, flee instinct of just take off and you know, do that. So again, it's, if you don't have it, you don't have that option. If you do have it, it gives you an option. So it could be helpful, which is what it is.
That's a great point, Lita. And looking back on it now, because I love to revisit my failures.
Yeah.
Probably if I had disengaged and then tried to shadow meld, I probably would have had a much better chance of having it succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But I just immediately went for my oh shit button.
Yeah.
Thinking about.
Totally understand.
Thinking about the fact that I was not expecting to aggro three mobs.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I know when I killed my hunter, my bloodthirsty hunter up in Storm Peaks, that one of, and again, you know, you have that whole brain fart of, hey, look, there's a rare, she'll be right. Again, my own damn fault. But one of the things that I had gotten used to on the Night Elf Hunter was definitely to disengage as far back as I could to, you know, to be able to take it off. Unfortunately, yeah, this rare hit and pretty much one-shot me. I didn't even, like, I was all ready for the, you know, the panic of if something goes bad, you can't counteract if you get one shot. There is no ifs, you're just dead. So the if is, don't ever do that again later. That's there's the lesson there. Anyway, okay, now Rud does say, and your pet should be dead to get it working for a hunter, I guess. Learn play dead for your pet at 60 from Sholazar, says Zaya.
I generally try to either feign death or shadow meld before the pet is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when because the pet will have at least one mob aggroed.
Yeah.
So that's one less mob that's chasing you.
Yeah.
So I if it starts, if we get to that oh shit moment, I don't wait.
Yeah.
I do and if you do it right, you disengage and then shadow meld or feign death and just do it right away. If you're at half health, don't wait around to find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's best not to just stand there and be like, is it gonna, like, just start running. don't do the whole, you know, is it gonna play out okay? Because by that stage, you're probably going to be dead. So, you know, it's better to, to flee and live, that you can turn yourself around and be like, okay, now I need to approach it, than to be like, oh, okay, got to delete the turn, need to roll, you know, need to re-roll, I need to strip my character, or whatever your process is. It's sometimes, right. But get out of it. Get as far away as you possibly can, whichever means that you've got. So would be the way to go. All righty.
Yeah, don't play out your maybes.
Yes. Hey, that's the show title right there. Don't play out your maybes. I like it. Hang on. Let me do that. Nisi, do you want to take the challenger tip of the week for me, please, sure, while I write this down? Because otherwise completely forget.
Okay, so first one is basically kind of what we're just talking about. Know when to run. Sometimes, you know, you've got this do or die instinct where you're like, oh, I'm already engaged, we're just gonna duke this out to the end, even mm-hmm. though in the back of your mind you know you're not coming out of this fight. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's easier where if two mobs came at you and you were only setting up for the one, you know, something respawned and you didn't know it was there, or a patrol walked up that you didn't wait for, you know, hit your cooldowns, get out, try to get them to leash back, and, you know, take a minute, regroup, let everything settle back into its place, see if there's any other people running around that you need to see what they're doing, because we've all experienced, you know, mobs training and you not hitting their mob and they just suddenly decide to come for you instead of leashing back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just know when to pick up and be like, yeah, let's reset this and go. You might live to see another fight. Secondly, not every quest, and I know I've said this before, not every quest is for every class. I've run into this with my contest character. I was doing the starting zones, like we try to do to get those extra easy experience points. Well, easy. yeah, I did a Draenei, so I did Azure Mist, and usually when I go Gnome, I'll do the Gnome into Dunmorrow, and then I'll pop over to Azure, and I can actually start at the very beginning at the crash site and work my way up and then pop into Blood Mist. I cannot do that in reverse with the Draenei. The Draenei I took over to New Tinkertown, and I can't get a single quest over there. The first quest starts outside New Tinkertown, taking you into Keranos. Oh, that was very odd, but you know, I'm like, okay, let me do it on the other one. So then I go up to do the Shimmerweed quest. Everyone's favorite lightning spells from those frost trolls up there. No go on a warrior. If you want to risk it, be my guest. But I was getting almost to Red Ring on one. And up there, they patrol kind of funny. It's always busy. You get two on you, you're done. It's not happening. So I couldn't go any further at that point. I mean, I could have probably jumped to another hub out there, but there's so many trolls out there doing that lightning spell. I was just like, unfortunately, I'm just going to cut and run from Dunmorrow because it's just not working. But I mean, I've definitely had to reevaluate the quest mobs that I've been going on a warrior than I ever even really thought about on a priest or a shaman. But the warrior, I've definitely had to take a step back and be like, okay, what is this going to do? I tested one quest out today, and I was like, I've done this quest 100 times on shaman, on priest, I'm fine. And this quest pops up a second mob on you.
Yeah.
And no, I had to hit every cooldown and just barely got it dead, because there was no running from that quest, that particular mob. They would have chased me and it wouldn't have reset, because I know what quest it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. You definitely have to know and accept that not every quest is for every class.
Exactly.
Hey, you bring up a really great point, because that is actually another one. The Shimmerweed quest is another quest that I intentionally do at a lower level than I end up turning it in at, because I know how hard those lightning hit. If you're playing it at a higher level, that's a very dangerous quest. So I always intentionally do it at a low level and then come back. A third one that someone, I think it might have been five, someone mentioned in chat earlier was Manhunt, Kill the Collector, over in West Elwyn, or East Elwyn. That's another one that I would only do at a low level, and I would only do as a hunter. Because as a hunter, you know, I can fight the caster and let my pet sort of take care of the two and not take too much damage. But if you're trying to do it melee, you're taking on three mobs, and that's kind of a no-go. But those are three quests, the Shimmerweed, Manhunt, and Sharpsneer, that I specifically always do at low level, because at high level, they're really, really difficult.
Yeah. And that's, you know, again, the way that with the scaling and all of that, guys, you know, we have now got more than enough zones that you can play in as a challenge toon. Like seriously, there is so many quests or so many different areas that you can go to. If you're not happy in one section, move. You don't, just remember, we're not completionists. Challenge toon. Your completion is to get to max. That's it. And to do it green flagged. Don't need to worry about that little ding bar to do, you know, your all your quests of a zone. You're not going after Lore Master or any of that kind of things. So if you've got to jump around to find decent quests, if you're really not sure, if your gut says to you, should I be doing this? That's probably, normally for me, that's the indicator that says if I go do it, I end up dead. So I listen to what my gut says and I'll just walk away from it. Okay. So these are things, sometimes you got to learn them yourself. And if you're learning them and you're dying and re-rolling, you know, you die and you learn. Just remember that it is an experience, but
yes,
we can only give you as much advice as what we've done, what we've seen, the veterans and you know, everyone who plays the challenges, what they've gone through, whether you take that on board. But just remember, you know, there are a ton of advice in Discord, on, you know, through Twitter, through the forums, on the website, all of that. There's a heap of advice. If you're not sure, please ask, and we will give you as best advice as we've got from what we've dealt with it. All right, I think it's time. My voice is starting to go a bit croaky, which means Lita's obviously been talking too much. I've still not been 100% well, so this is the body going, yeah, probably need to rest. Anyway, again, thank you guys all for the questions. Five, I did see that you said about the honor dead list. There's some changes coming with that. Mini is working on stuff, and it's all going to depend also on the way the API is. We'll talk about that, because that comes into effect in a couple weeks, 16th. So all right.
But I think previously there was talk of, with that new California data law coming in, that we might not be able to have it. Or if we do have it, it's going to be like a short, you know, this is who died in this couple of weeks.
It may not necessarily be to the format of what you're used to.
Yeah. So it might be different if
we need to have it back. Yeah, we need to wait and see.
That's one of those question marks right now. Lita's body is saying check.
Lita's, yeah.
Our supporter.
Yeah, thank. I've still got some coffee, so you go for the iron late. Thank you, Nisi. I'm gonna drown myself in coffee. All right.
So, if you would like to become one of our Iron Elite supporters, there are multiple ways to do that. We have a little link scrolling through chat every so often. You can subscribe on Twitch. You can donate through PayPal or Patreon. There's all that information on the website. I believe it's under the supporters tab or Iron Elite tab.
Yep.
I think it's supporters tab. And if you do end up donating or supporting through Twitch, just know that goes to pay the fees to keep the website operational and keep the lights on here. That's all it's going towards. So we would like to thank the following supporters. We have Aleandris, Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB Bear, Frasley Sparks Fan, Gaston Grand Nagus, K Vamp, Chris W. The San, Martin Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi All Canada, Return of the Mac, Rudd, Stir Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tully Bardeen, Olminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank all of you lovely people so very much.
Thank you guys. We do greatly appreciate the support. And as I said, all the links are up on the website. Everything goes towards, you know, prizes for contests, the website. That's it. Other than that, again, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. From the croggy and froggy throat of myself, as well as Stir and Stone, I'd like to thank all our wonderful mods for everything that they do. So huge thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you guys. You make our life, especially my life, easier. So again, thank you very much for all that you do. Huge thank you and shout out to Arminia, the website, and all the work that he's doing behind the scenes, the fixing of the things, you know, the all of that. And as we said, we have got the API access changes as of the 16th of March. So after that, things will be, you know, there is no going back of that. We'll talk about that in a week or so, exactly what's going to be happening. Again, Arminia, thank you. We do all appreciate that. So thank you very much. to you guys here in the Twitch channel, to everyone listening to the podcast at home or wherever you may be. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for hanging out with us for the last hour and a half or however long it's been. Thank you for turning up. And again, it's great to see you guys and to spend a little bit of time with you all. So just have to say, next week, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, March the 7th, 7 p.m. Eastern is the show time. Rud will be joining us next week. We get to have a chat with him, see how he's going. But again, Jang, look, thank you so much for, again, saying yes to, for all the wonderful information that you've given us today, because there's been a lot of information, a lot of tips and tricks. And three, especially congratulations on 120 on your green. Just thank you so much for being here today. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you if you would like?
You know, I don't really have a WoW-oriented. I should probably set up a WoW-oriented Twitter that I don't have right now. The easiest place to find me is in the guild on Wormrest Accord, the WoW Iron Man Guild. Mm-hmm. When I am online, I am always playing on a guild tune. So mm-hmm. that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. Maybe I'll set up a Twitter account and start tweeting gems one of these nice. Days.
That, hey, if you do, please let us know, because that would be awesome. I would love to see that.
Sharp snare, more like.
Absolutely. And which does also remind me, I didn't mean to mention it earlier, for those that are doing social media, the contest or any of your challenge tunes, please, if you are tweeting photos or anything, use the hashtag hashtag WoW challenges, and that way Nisi and I can find it a lot easier, and we can keep a track of how you're going with either your contest tune or your challenge tunes. That it really does make life a lot easier for finding things. So
yeah,
please use that.
Get lost in the notifications if you do that app WoW challenges because of all the retweets and stuff going on. So I mean, it doesn't even have to be just your contest character. It can be your normal challengers.
Yeah.
That's fine. We love to see you guys playing. So
we love to see stuff.
We might not retweet everything. We are looking at it. We are hitting likes on it. So, you know, just we do want
to. We love to see what you guys do. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So don't forget where you can find, obviously, all of the information is over at the WoWChallenges.com website. There are links for Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. I think that's pretty much it. And don't forget, for downloading, if you want to listen, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. That's where you can find us. If you would like to send an email to me or to the show, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay, so if you haven't had enough of me yet, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord, Nisi, hashtag 4863. You can find me on Twitch. I do stream a couple times a week. I stream Bloodthirsty Challenge on Wednesday, Iron on Thursday, and then we do art on the weekend. That's Nisi BGN over there on Twitch, and Twitter is at Nisi BGN.
Excellent. All right. And if you want to see any of my shenanigans that I get up to, please pop over to Twitter. You will find me at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And of course, you can catch Stone and I on Adventures in Azeroth if you want to listen to us ramble on about, you know, other stuff that we do in WoW. So, so you can pop over to that. Other than that, I think we would say a final good big thank yous, and then we can say goodbye. So, Nisi, do you want to do those for me?
All right. So, we would like to thank two very important people to the show, and that would be those that make our intro and outro. So, big thank you to Mark Conan on our intro. And you can find him on Twitter at MarkConanWow. And another really big thank you to Epic Insanity for doing our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Thank you, guys. We do appreciate it. It's one of my favorite pieces of music is listening to our intro and outro. So, again, thank you guys for that. Alrighty. Well, again, chat room, thanks for hanging out with us today. Jang, thank you so much with being here and the chat. I think my brain's swimming with all the information that you've given us today. Really appreciate it. Because, again, you know... Picking the knowledge is always good. It's only helpful.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I always have a good time, all both times. So I'd love to come back again someday.
Excellent. That's, hey, we will make a date. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Nisi, thank you for joining me this week as well. Co-host duties, do appreciate it. Everybody, please just be safe both in and out of game. Good luck to your contest tunes, to your normal challenge tunes. Have a fun week. We will catch you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.